Welcome to the Guru Mojo Podcast, episode number 2, where it is my goal to bring you tidy little bits of information that I have found to be helpful on my path to living the best version of my life. And what I'm saying is that I dredge through piles of books and magazine articles, and I rummage around and find a little shiny thing, and I don't want to hide it. I want to share it. I want to show everybody the little shiny thing that I found, and it is meditation. I found it. It found me. I don't know how that works. You'll have to ask somebody else. But listen, thank you for joining me on episode number 2, where things will sound much clearer due to the audio equipment that I did not have on episode number 1. Anyway, that's in the past. Can't focus on that. This episode is not brought to you by the Headspace app. I actually have no affiliation with them, but I love it so much that I want to tell you all about it as if I was sponsored by Headspace. Okay, check out the Headspace app. It's super cool. If you haven't heard of it, it's a meditation app. And the guy that does the voice for the guided meditations has the best meditation voice, hands down, Andy Puddicombe. You can check out his TED Talks. This app also has really cool animations, and their description of how our thoughts work is the best I've seen yet. It's really amazing. They offer a free 10-day trial. They don't take a credit card. It's just download the app for free, and it comes with the 10-day trial. And then if you like it, you can sign up for the subscription, which I think is monthly, 10 or 12 bucks or so. Check it out if you're into it. But let's see, it has different types of meditations. It has categories. It has like the basic foundational stuff, which is what I'm kind of focusing on. I've just been subscribed for like a couple weeks now. Other categories are like health for anxiety and stress, happiness for self-esteem and relationships. Check it out. There's a whole bunch. There's sports, there's for motivation, training, and competition. There's stuff for students in there, stuff for work and performance, for productivity, organization. Super cool. Do check out the 10 day. It's 10 minutes a day for 10 days is the deal. It also keeps track of how many total minutes you've done and how many days in a row. It also will tell you how many people are currently meditating using the app around the world. This morning I did 20 minutes just before I did this podcast. And I have to tell you, I had so many thoughts during that meditation for 20 minutes. It's ridiculous that the thoughts I was having were about the meditation podcast. So I'm meditating and being distracted by thoughts about meditation podcast. Like, oh, I can tell them that. Oh, no. Wait. Oh, no. Back to the breath. Okay. So I was doing my 20 minutes this morning. There were about 25,000 plus people meditating with the app at the same time. Okay. So it's pretty cool. Check it out. Headspace app. It's really cool. How many times can I say it's really cool? If you don't understand by now,
it's really cool. You should totally check it out because it's all for free.
Sorry. I don't know who that was. What was that?
I was possessed.
Also, something I want to share. To another non-affiliated thing. It was an awesome book I got for Christmas from Tim Ferriss. Not from Tim Ferriss. He did not give me a Christmas gift. But the book was written by him, was given to me as a gift. Yes. This book was Tools of Titans, the tactics, routines, and habits of billionaires, icons, and world-class performers. I'm a big fan of the Tim Ferriss Show, which is his podcast, which is where he does that thing. He decodes and interviews billionaires, icons, world-class performers, and talks about their tactics and habits. He finally put it into a big, ginormous volume. It's 700 pages, 700 pages of that good stuff. And it's a few pages from each, not each, but most of the people that were on his podcast that he'd been gathering information from, and interspersed through the pages from his guests, he inserts a few chapters of his own where he just talks about this or that. And he's got Mind Training 101 is the chapter I wanted to tell you a little bit about. It's basically him saying from the book here, the most consistent pattern of all, more than 80% of the world-class performers I've interviewed have some form of daily meditation or mindful practice. Dude, that's 80% of, what did we say, billionaires, icons, and world-class performers. More than 80% of them. All right, you got it? Both meditation or mindfulness practice. Both can be thought of as cultivating a present state awareness that helps you to be non-reactive. I like that non-reactive. You may think of it in some weird, you just sit there and don't say anything way, but it's more like if somebody upsets you, you have a little bit of space to decide how to act and not just react, which can usually be in a negative way. Talking more about meditation from Tim's book, he says, it is a meta skill that improves everything else. You're starting your day by practicing focus when it doesn't matter, sitting on a couch for 10 minutes, so that you can focus better later when it does matter. Negotiation, conversation with a loved one, deadlift, max, mind melding with a Vulcan, etc. Good one. Let's see. Yeah, he goes on to say that meditation allows me to step back and gain a witness perspective, as with psychedelics, so that I'm observing my thoughts instead of being tumbled by them. I can step out of the washing machine and calmly look inside it. That's an excellent description there. All right, let's see. He goes on to also recommend the Headspace app. And, he talks about how long does it take to see results. On the macro, he says, commit to at least 1 7-day cycle. I hate to say it, but I think less is worthless. There appears to be a binary not boiling / boiling phase shift. If your doctor prescribes a week of antibiotics and you only take the medication for 3 days, the infection isn't fixed and you're back to square one. I believe there is a minimum effective dose for meditation and it's around 7 days. I agree with that. He goes on to say on the micro, in my own sessions of 20 minutes, 15 minutes is letting the mud and the water settle, and the last 5 minutes are really where I feel the most benefit. I agree with that. You do get a long, rough, tumbling, thoughts are going everywhere, 15 minutes out of your 20, and then the last 5, you're kind of like right in the groove there. It's super cool. So check that out. Also, Tools of Titans by Tim Ferriss. A new affiliation. And also, something I wanted to share with you guys from the book How to Practice by the Dalai Lama, talking about happiness. And from the book, he says, two ways of happiness. There are two ways to create happiness. The first is external, by obtaining better shelter, better clothes, and better friends, we can find a certain measure of happiness and satisfaction. The second is through mental development, which yields inner happiness. However, these two approaches are not equally viable. External happiness cannot last long without its counterpart. If something is lacking in your perspective, if something is missing in your heart, then despite the most luxurious surroundings, you cannot be happy. However, if you have peace of mind, you can find happiness even in the most difficult circumstances. And isn't that what we're all after, right? Happiness even under the most difficult circumstances. Sign me up. That's meditation. That's what he's talking about. and he offers this really great book, How to Practice. Certainly no affiliation there. The Dalai Lama has not hired me to promote his book. He goes on to make an example of, for example, certain people may have acquired wealth, good education, a high social standing, yet happiness eludes them. And he talks about they may have alcohol problems or drug problems, still not happy. And further along, he says, on the other hand, some people who have less money to worry about enjoy more peace. They sleep well at night. Despite being poor in a material sense, they are content and happy. This shows the impact of a good mental attitude. Material development alone will not fully resolve the problem of humanity's suffering. And in this book, How to Practice, he describes many ways, many life hacks, if you will, to get yourself on board and find the real happiness. Moving along, I would like to talk about a blog post that I did from November 13th, the GuruMojo.com blog. That's 2017, November 13th. A blog titled, How Training Your Mind Will Help You Achieve Your Best Future. It sounds awfully wordy, but that your best future thing is what I'm all about, man. And just like old Dalai Lama was saying, how training your mind will help you achieve your best future. You have to be happy to have your best future. You just have to be happy. Your best future does not include you being miserable and depressed. That has nothing to do with your best future. So, from the blog, I say, great news. We can actually make ourselves better. It's true. You can be better than you are now. Better in what way? By evolving your level of consciousness. And I admit there that that seems vague, so I'll unpack it. Now, this little bit is a little bit heady and a little cerebral. I guess this is like the same thing. Anyway, stick with it. I'm going to explain as I go, and hopefully at the end, you'll be glad you listened. That's hopefully. All right. There have been discoveries in developmental psychology that have revealed actual stages of consciousness that all humans evolve through, starting the day we are born. Depending on which model you look at, there are roughly 8 to 10 stages available to us, some 12, some less. Some people evolve further than others during their lifetime. That's key. We evolve at different rates to different levels. Each stage is more complete than the previous one. Therefore, each stage is better than the last. And what I'm going to present here is a very basic overview. There are several excellent sources. There's books, literally whole bookshelves worth of books that talk about this stuff. So I'm just going to try and give you a little how you doing. And if you're interested, by all means, follow the yellow brick road. let's see. One simple example would be to consider a 3-stage model instead of the 8 or the 10. The 3-stage model of egocentric, ethnocentric, and worldcentric. Imagine a newborn. They are only in it for themselves. A newborn doesn't care what you need. A newborn is focused on itself. It's strictly concerned. Me, me, me. I'm hungry. I'm wet. Me, me, me. Egocentric. When the child grows a little older, they will realize that we're all individuals and begin to empathize with their own family and worry about the family's well-being. Identify with the feelings. That's growth. That's more of an ethnocentric identity. At that stage, our primary concern branches out to include our family, our group, or our tribe, if you will. It could be an identification with a religious group, an ethnic group, or one's own country, for example. And then the further down the road of life, some people, but not everyone, will evolve to a world-centric point of view, where the individual cares about everyone in the world, regardless of whether or not they're in the same family, nation, tribe. The three basic stages, egocentric, ethnocentric, and world-centric, illustrate pretty well how this works. And you can Google or look up spiral dynamics or integral theory. What I'm talking about comes from there. It's also worth mentioning, I think, that cultural groups, tribes, and nations likewise evolve through the same stages as a group, more or less together. The level of consciousness of the majority of members of that group generally dictates the level that that society or nation has reached, for example. Detailed examples being another whole bookshelf that I'm not going to go into. But for instance, we can all recognize that a democracy is more advanced than a dictatorship, just as an example. This fascinating subject goes further in depth to include the fact that certain aspects of our being can evolve through these levels separately as well. It can be that you're a level 3 in ethics, but your interpersonal relationships are still at a level 2. Again, for like the really in-depth look, you would have to go to a book like A Theory of Everything by Ken Wilber. No affiliation. Ken Wilber delves really deeply into all this stuff, and he cites everywhere that the information comes from. The reason that I'm telling you all of this is that, and here it is, listen up. The goal of humanity should be to get as many people as possible to evolve through the highest stages possible so that we can live in a more peaceful and just society. How about that? How about that? Our human potential is just now starting to be tapped. This is truly, and it sounds cliche, but this is a very exciting time to be alive. It sure is. Most importantly, I have to point out that a daily meditation practice will get you moving through the stages faster and further. So work on yourself, improve yourself, study, meditate, exercise. Because when you experience the world through the lens of higher consciousness, you become kinder and happier, and people notice. It rubs off on them. They want to know how they could be happier too. They see that it's possible to have a richer life. Then, as the individuals go, so do the nations of the world. I'd like to close with a Rumi quote. Great poet Rumi said, "Yesterday I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Today I am wise, so I am changing myself." That was nice. That was tight. Listen, check me out on Facebook. Guru Mojo on Facebook. I'm on old Snapchat. No, I'm not on Snapchat. I'm on Snapchat, but not as Guru Mojo. You can find me there. I am on Instagram as Guru Mojo Me. All right. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for taking the time, because I know that it is precious. And don't forget to breathe. Music, da 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 da. Thank you.